there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Welcome to Cavs HQ presented by Betway. Thank you for joining us on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Now, here are your hosts, Tim Alcorn and Jim Jones.
From the Cavaliers production studios at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in downtown Cleveland. Hi again, everybody. Welcome to this week's program. And I'll tell you what, we've got a fun show lined up with the Cavaliers heading into the All-Star break. And Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley representing the Cavs out in Salt Lake City as an Eastern Conference starter and, of course, rising star, respectively. We thought it would be fun. 30 years ago, it was three Cavaliers on the Eastern Conference All-Stars, Brad Daugherty, Larry Nance, and Mark Price. And Jim Jones, we're going to hear from two of those three this week as Larry and Brad are going to stop by and pay us a visit.
Yeah, I can't wait. You know, two of my favorite people, definitely my two of my favorite bigs. And getting their insights and their knowledge of the game is going to be a real treat for our fans.
Yeah, we'll ask them to share some recollections of their All-Star experiences. And, of course, we're going to talk about this current Cavalier basketball team sitting at 38-22 with one game before the All-Star break. That's tomorrow night against Philadelphia. So it's going to be a fun show. Larry Nance and Brad Daugherty paying us a visit. So stay with us. We'll take a quick time out on Cavs HQ presented by Betway. We'll get things started with Larry Nance. That follows this on the Cavaliers Audioverse.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Wilkins left side, comes into the lane, up with the right hand, blocked by Nance! That's 10 blocks, 10 block shots for Larry Nance, and that is a team record. Jackson drives into the middle, puts up a shot, blocked by Nance, that's 11!
7 on the clock, Elo, left side, Hot Rod, in the corner, Nance from 20, good! Nance with 26!
Larry Nance answers at the other end.
Hasn't he gotten better with age?
Yes, he has. Yes, he has. Playing his best basketball.
Yes. Playing unbelievable this season.
Welcome back. Cavs HQ presented by Betway. Tim Alcorn, Jim Jones, and, of course, the two guys on the other side of the glass that really make it pop. Our dynamic duo, senior producer Kurt McLaughlin, technical director Marty Allen, as they put together that beautiful montage of Larry Nance, some iconic Joe Tate calls, and, of course, the last couple from the All-Star game. So great to have Larry joining us this week on Cavs HQ. Of course, this coming Sunday, the All-Star game out in Salt Lake City. Donovan Mitchell will be representing the Cavaliers as an Eastern Conference starter. Evan Mobley, one of the rising stars. And we thought it would be so cool to have Larry join us. And later on in the show, Brad Daugherty will stop by and say hello. This is the 30th anniversary of Brad and Larry and Mark Price going to Salt Lake City to represent the Cavaliers in the All-Star game. So timing is everything. Larry Nance, as always, great to have you on the show. It's been a while, so welcome back.
Oh, thank you for having me. Yeah, that All-Star game is great stuff, and congratulations to those Cavs this year. They well-deserved.
Of course, you were in an All-Star game with Phoenix, then the trades made. You come over to the Cavaliers, and that game in Salt Lake City was your second with the Cavs, third overall. But just talk about that experience as an NBA player, what it means for one game to be in that locker room and share the floor with the best of the best in the NBA?
It's always a great experience to sit around and finally drop your guards a little bit and have fun with those enemies from the other team. And we did that. But, you know, one of the best things about us going there, we kind of, you know, we're together every day, and then we get to the All-Star game, and we sit right and talk to each other the whole time, me, Brad, and Mark. And it's like, dude, you know, that's just how close we were, and that's just the way we did it as our group.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I just want to commend you on a couple of fronts. This is really a three-part question, Larry, but I just want to make a declaration that out of all the Cavaliers that have played and shined and had great performances, I've always felt that you were the most underrated. I don't think people really understood when you came to us what a great player you were and the sacrifice you made, because in my estimation, there's no reason why you should not have been the leading scorer and the leading rebounder. But boy, you guys were stacked. Talk a little bit about that team.
Well, you know, I think when I left Phoenix, I was averaging 23 or 22 or something like that. But then, you know, when you come to a team that's already established like this one was, you know, you kind of got to, in my opinion, whether I'm right or wrong, you kind of got to tiptoe around and find your spot instead of me coming in and say, I'm the man, you know, and messing up a team, because they already had great players. So I tried to come in and adjust my game some to fit in, and that eventually worked out just fine. So, you know, I could have added more points, probably so, but I think
know.
We came yeah, you always told me that. But on an unselfish note, I think we was probably a better team with me not doing that. At least I hope so, anyway.
Well, the second part of that question is you definitely had a championship-talented team, but there was one guy named Michael, what's his last name, Jordan? He had a little bit to do with that, didn't he?
I think without taking too much away from Michael, I think when we was healthy, we played them pretty darn well. I mean, I think we won way more, and then and that's the key to the playoffs, is you have to have all your horses. And I'm not sure we ever had all our horses healthy. But, I mean, obviously Michael was who he was, and he was a bear to deal with. But, man, we had a nice – as a team, we could beat him when we was healthy. And that's, you know, that sounded like me making excuses, but in my heart, that's what I believe.
Jim, is there a third part?
Yeah, there is, but my Marquette math held me up. The third part is you and your wife, Janie, must be awfully proud of your beautiful sons. Talk a little bit about, we know Larry Jr. because he's just a great character guy and one of the best team players in the NBA, but talk a little bit about Pete, your younger player who's at North Carolina.
Well, yeah, Larry is who he is. He's a solid player, make any team better, because he do dirty work and play hard. And Pete, a little more offensive-minded. He's at North Carolina right now, and he's just kind of trying to figure out that team and trying to figure out himself on a new team. He's not playing as well as he want to play right now, and it's just something he got to – figured out. When I first came to the Cavs, remember, I was struggling a little bit and had to figure it out. And, you know, that's the good thing about our kids and what I believe in them is that they can figure it out. I mean, it's coming down to time where you got to do it, because they're you know, trying to win some games here. So, you know, I'm trying to talk with Pete every day, trying to do everything I can do to get him going, because that team needs him. And I think he feels that pressure. And, I think he's been shooting his shot and working on it, and it's just not falling right now. But if he could continue to work on it, then he'll just hit that one, and then it'll be off and going. But Pete should be a really good player, and we'll see what happens with him.
There we go. Larry Nance, our guest on this week's edition of Cavs HQ. It's presented by Betway, Cavalier legend. Our guest in the Legends chair. Stay with us. We'll hear more from Larry after this on Cavs HQ on the Cavaliers Audioverse.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Evan Mobley. You're experiencing Cavs HQ. Let's get back to Tim Alcorn and Jim Jones.
Thank you, Evan Mobley, and we do indeed welcome you back. Great to have you with us, and great to have with us on this week's edition of Cavs HQ, Larry Nance, Cavalier legend, Cavalier all-star, and this is the 30th anniversary of Larry, Brad Daugherty, and Mark Price representing the Cavaliers in Salt Lake City, which, of course, is the site of this year's All-Star Game, where Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley will be representing the Cavs on the team and in the Rising Stars, respectively. Larry, again, great to have you with us. I want to start this segment by kind of taking your Cavalier teams, meaning your as a group, and compare it to this Cavalier team. And I think it's interesting that Wayne Embry, back in the day, had that young core group and looked west and said there's an all-star out there that can be a great piece in Larry Nance. And fast forward to Labor Day weekend, there's this great young core group of Cavaliers, and Kobe Altman looks west, and there's an all-star in Donovan Mitchell. How many parallels do you see in those deals? Now, yours was during the season. Donovan was off-season. And also in the way those two teams have been constructed.
Well, I think, you know, Wayne brought me here. It was just awesome. And, you know, if I see the comparison with Donovan coming here, because he made the team. I think I came in and made our team a little more stable. And I think Donovan did the same thing, came in and took a little pressure off some people and made the team a little more stable. And me and Brad, we get together and talk about the two teams and how we would like to play against those guys. Because, man, I think we can't determine who would win, because it's so interesting. I think the Mobley kid is just, I'm just a fan of his. He's so long. He's longer than me, obviously. And it would be fun going against him. I think he would be a handful. Obviously, he is. And so I think those are the two comparisons. I think the two guys came in and hopefully made the team a little more stable and made everybody a little more comfortable playing.
But the way the teams were constructed, Larry, do you see parallels there with really two young core groups that are learning how to win?
Yeah, I obviously think two young groups that are learning how to win, that's not afraid of anybody. That's the key, I think.
There you go. Yeah.
You know, you're confident in your team. You're confident in your teammates. You're confident, you like your coaches. And you go out there and play hard every night and see what happens. And then all of a sudden, you know, I come to this team, or Donovan Mitchell come to this team, which is two very confident guys in their games that definitely not trying to come in and take over, just want to make things better. And this is what happened. And again, with this team now, I just hope they could just stay healthy. And you see, when they're healthy, they win. They could beat anybody. And that's the key I always bounce back on, is the health thing. And I think if this team is healthy, teams better watch out.
Thank you, Larry. Great insight. One of the other things I like to talk about is, let's talk about some of the bigs from the four and the five spot and how that positions, both of those positions have evolved. You've got Jokic. You've got guys like Draymond Green that can initiate your offense and can also make plays. And since they double team our guards so much on that high dribble screen, we've been able to hit our bigs in that post area and in that paint area, and they're making plays, Larry. Talk a little bit about that.
One of the wonderful things is you got those long bigs, too. If those guards get in trouble coming downhill, they can just throw it over the top.
Right.
Well, some of the plays, yep, that's what, because they're so long, and then teams try to stop that, and they have to run a small guy and then a bump them a little bit, and then those guards, those bigs can catch the ball. And if they see a big out there in the corner wide open, they can throw it to them for that wide open three. So it's really tough when you have seven-footers that can pass and see the floor and finish too and willing to do that. So that makes you a double tough team as far as I'm concerned, that they can, you know, if you come in and try to double team them, they're going to hit the open man. And, man, that's hard to deal with.
Larry, I want to ask Brad this question later in the show, so I'll start by asking you. Playoff basketball, guys like Darius and Mobley and Okoro that haven't experienced that yet. Tell our listeners what the difference is between regular season basketball and what those guys will learn about playoff basketball?
Well, you're playing the same team a bunch of times, and it's going to be, you know, a little more physical, and it's going to be a little slower because they make adjustments all the time on you, and then they other teams pick in what your strengths are and try to make them your weaknesses, and then you have to make adjustments on the fly because it changed from night to night from what they, you know, the way they try to stop you. So can our guys do it? Of course, because we have smart guys that know and they are unselfish. And if you're unselfish and pass that ball the way our team do, I think they'll be fine. But it's definitely going to be a little more physical because you get tired of seeing those guys every day. They get they irritate you a little bit. You agree with that, Charles?
Oh, always with you. You know, you haven't been wrong with me yet. And it's been, what, 30 years almost now.
Jim,
that is true.
Jim, I remember asking you that question, and Larry, Jim's response was the biggest difference between playoff players that succeed and don't is that playoff players that succeed play without fear.
Yeah. That fear thing, when you walk into that arena and that music playing and they're right down on top of you and everything, you just look at them, it's like, okay, this is fun time, not fear time. So you go out there and play the best you can and see what happens.
There you go.
Yeah, Larry, are you surprised that with the acquisition of Donovan, how good this Cavs team has become?
Oh, I know. I mean, he's a solid – I mean, I think somebody had questioned whether he was a superstar. I think he's a superstar. I'm a little biased, but I think Darius is too. I mean, I think we have two of them on our team that works well together. And teams got to deal with that. If one is struggling a little bit or you do double team on one, the other one can just go off on you. So, I am happy to have him here, and I'm grateful to how great he is and how great he's making Darius, too. He took a lot of pressure on him and making his job a whole lot easier. So both of those guys are smiling all the time because you can't really guard both of them.
Brings a grin to their faces, no doubt about that.
Yeah, you can't stop both of them at one time, so it's good stuff.
Well, Larry, again, can't thank you enough for stopping by and paying us a visit here on Cavs HQ. You represent the Cavs organization with such grace and such class, and I got to tell you, it's just awesome to have you on the show. We really appreciate it. Let's do this again when the playoffs roll around.
I will talk to you guys soon. Anytime talking to you guys is always fun.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you, Larry.
Larry Nance joined us here on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. A quick timeout. A little later in the show, we're going to hear from Brad Daugherty. So what a program this week. Stay with us. It continues after this on the Cavaliers Audioverse.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At last night's game, as part of the Cleveland Cavaliers Black Heritage Celebration presented by Crown Royal Regal Apple, we recognize trailblazers in the space of mentorship. The halftime performance was performed by MLK Community Chorus, and the GIF Diff Maker of the Game honor went to a young mentee, Tristan from Chocolate Girls, a community partner that focuses on mentoring young black women. And prior to the game, a private reception was held for 100 Black Men of Greater Cleveland Mentorship Program. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We'll be back with more Cavs HQ presented by Betway right after this on the Cavaliers Audioverse.
Mitchell, where to the circle? Jumper. Got it.
Well, they have no answer for that guy.
20th time this year that Donovan Mitchell has 30 or more points.
For the first pick in the 1986 NBA draft, the Cleveland Cavaliers select Brad Daugherty of the University of North Carolina.
Feeds it off to Daugherty, hammers it home. What a play! Doherty, baseline five on the shot clock, works his way inside, hooks with a right hand, good! Price swings behind Doherty to the top of the key, drops it to Brand, down the lane, wham, with a right hand.
Dumars in the give and go to Doherty, a little pick and roll, and Doherty and Dumars as if they've been practicing that for years.
Welcome back, Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Tim Elkhorn along with Jim Jones. Great job by the dynamic duo on the other side of the window. Our senior producer, Kurt McLaughlin, technical director, Marty Allen, as they put together that little montage of our guest this week on Cavs HQ. His first time joining us, we're thrilled to have him. Hopefully it's the first of many appearances. Cavalier legend, and of course now you see him on Bally's as he works games with John Michael, one Brad Doherty. Brad, great to have you on. We really appreciate it.
Hey, yeah, Tim and Jim, listen to your show. You guys kill it. So it's a pleasure and an honor to be on. Thanks for having me.
Well, we wanted to have you on this week, and again, hopefully it's the first of many, but we wanted to have you on this week because we're heading into the All-Star break, and of course, Donovan Mitchell as an Eastern Conference starter, and Evan Mobley going out as one of the rising stars to Salt Lake City. This is the 30th anniversary of you, Larry Nance, and Mark Price heading to Salt Lake City as Cavalier All-Stars. So we thought it would be a really cool tie-in. And I guess my first question to you would be, looking back on that, now that was your fifth and final All-Star appearance. But that being said, how special was that to be in that locker room with your teammates and to be competing against the Western All-Stars?
It was fantastic. You know, at the time, obviously, the Eastern Conference was very, very tough, and we had a great time in that locker room, you know, giving the other guys a hard time because we were young and had started to develop as players. You know, late, we were probably in the middle of our career, but we all came together, like I say, as rookies, and everyone saw us growing, and now we were a little bit more of a mid-level age basketball team that had a lot of aspirations and we were hoping that was going to push us over into to having championship opportunities. So there was a lot of trash talk, a lot of trash talk. And we had a great time. You know, it's just, it was different. You know, that our era and Jim's era, you know, we just weren't quite as friendly as guys are today. So Mark and Larry and I kept to ourselves and we had a little trash talk with Michael and Charles and Isaiah and those guys. But there was not a lot of camaraderie in that. It was just kind of talking trash and you move on towards the day. It's just a little bit different.
Brad, I want to thank you for graciously consenting to talk on our show. But for all of our faithful fans, you know, they need to know who the best center in Cavalier history is, and it definitely is you. I think in your career, you shot, what, 60% from the field or close to it,
if I remember. Yeah, almost 60 from the, and, 75 from the free throw line.
Yo, I mean, that's incredible, man. You know, the way they used to bang down there. You know, so you are to be commended. And then the transition to ESPN, and then you're a great businessman also, and then we get the luxury of listening to you on television. Thank you very much for coming back and being part of this Cavalier family because you're a fundamental part of it. But out of necessity, let's talk about the current team. It seems like this Cavaliers team has evolved into something very special by the use of their bigs. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, I think that beginning of the year, and even last year, you know, when we still had Lauri Markkanen in the lineup, you know, talking to JB, he was just like, you know, I think that we can take advantage of our size because we have so much athleticism. And I was like, man, this is going to be difficult because of the game being so forward-facing. But he stuck to it, and you saw it last year. There were times where we were just really unstoppable. But the thing that kind of hurt us was we were so long that when we got into the guys or teams that were, you know, just tremendous on the perimeter with their bigs, like with Kevin Durant and people like that, it would stretch us out and made us a little bit porous defensively. Well, when you bring in Donovan Mitchell, that really offsets that. And you start looking at it now, where we are the best is when we start that basketball in the paint. Now, you look at it, you say to yourself, okay, why don't you just do that every time? Well, today's game is a volume of shots, three-point game. So So you can't do that consistently throughout the entirety of the game because you're just going to 3-beat-2. It's just simple math. But
yes,
what we do well, and the only reason it works very well, is because we are an outstanding defensive team in the half court. So we can slow the game down and go down and start that basketball in the paint and take advantage of two of the most athletic bigs in the league, as well as two of the best dribble drive guys in Donovan and Darius. And we can score in that paint consistently. In the games that we have, our last six games, we've scored almost 70 points in the paint. That leads the league. In the games we've lost, they've been in the 50s, and we're averaging at about 55. And so the thing that really sets it off is being able to go in, get that great shot, control the glass offensively if you need be, get putbacks, and then hustle back to the other end and stop people. Because now what you're doing is you're taking people, if you can stop them and you can take away transition opportunities and you have great weak side defenders like Jarrett and Evan, now all of a sudden you get teams that are looking to take three-point shots. They're going to try to feast on that. If they're having an off-shooting night, it is a death knell for that opposite team. Now, where it's a struggle for us is when you run into a buzzsaw of a team that's shooting threes, like we did against Golden State a week or so ago. When you have an anomaly like that, it's going to be tough on you. But I think that it's brilliant basketball because you're taking advantage of your strengths, and it creates a mindset that we're going to beat you in the half court. And when you have that mindset, Jim, you know that lends itself to being a playoff-ready basketball team. And I think that's what we're doing. We're building that callus to where when we get into the playoffs, it's going to be familiar to us. We're going to have to go through our lumps in the playoffs. And so I think people need to be really realistic about where our team is at, because I hear it all the time. I had a gentleman pick me up the other day. I had to go over to the clinic, Cleveland Clinic, and he was driving me, and he was a New York City guy, and he was like, "Man, how far are we going to go, Brad?" He said, "Do you think we can get past second round?" I said, "Look, man, we haven't even been in the playoffs. You got to be realistic. The playoffs are a different brand of basketball because a team gets to concentrate on you for 2 weeks, and you play that same team. So they stop and they understand your tendencies." But just say, it's a long answer, but I think we're built for the playoff run. And I think as long as we stay true to who we are, we're a difficult basketball team to deal with on a nightly basis, because every other team comes in and it's all forward facing and everyone's trying to run downhill and kill you in space. We take up so much space with Evan and Jarrett, it's scary. And now the onus is on Donovan and Darius. Isaac, tremendous defender, moves his feet extremely well. Same thing when you put Lamar in the game, tremendous defender. The pressure's on those two backcourt guys to not get beat consistently and have guys running downhill at Evan and Jarrett. If they do that, if they defend decently on the perimeter, we're a nightmare basketball team to match up against.
Boy, that's great insights. Brad Doherty, our guest on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Cavalier legend, 5-time.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. "I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge." Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All-star, we're thrilled to have him with us. We're going to sneak in a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll hear more from number 43 in the middle for the Cavaliers, Brad Doherty. Stay with us on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway, on the Cavaliers Audioverse.
This is Jared Allen. Time for more Cavs HQ. Here's Tim Alcorn and Jim Jones.
Now that's three quality big men right there. We've got Jared Allen welcoming us back. I've got Jim Jones as a co-host, and we got Brad Doherty as a guest. Wow. I feel small, literally and figuratively, I'll tell you that. But it's great to have you with us on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. And Again, a couple of big guys that know the game with me, Jim Jones and Brad Daugherty, Cavalier legend. Jim, I'll let you get started here in segment two with Brad.
Brad, when you look at the East, you know, it's getting all jumbled up. They're trying to give the West more credit than they probably do just because of the trades. How do you see the East shaping up? I know we've got the two stalwarts at the top, the Celtics and the Bucks.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone's overlooking Brooklyn all of a sudden. I mean, don't get me wrong, they lost a lot, but, you know, they've got some interesting pieces that could make a competitive team at the top. And I think Jock Vaughn's done a great job thus far after this trade of just trying to get those pieces going in the right direction. I still think, though, you know, we're kind of right in that scrum with those guys who are trying to figure out a way to take that next step and get to the top. It is going to be difficult. You know, the Boston dynamic, and a lot of it's going to be consistent on Jaylen Brown being healthy, but what they do so well, and even though we've beaten them twice, is that they can score in space with those big guys, and they're going to take a lot of shots in that, you know, 12, 14, 15-foot range and can step out to 22, 23 feet. That dynamic makes them very difficult to deal with. But I think if you look at our basketball team, we match up pretty well with that because of our bigs and they're being able to move out on the floor. And I think that's why we were able to beat them there and then again in Cleveland. So they're going to be difficult. But they play really well. They move the basketball. They're very aggressive. And they're looking to get up a shot pretty quickly in the shot clock to get back and defend, to create a game of more shots than you have. So we'll have to adjust to that. I still think it's just those three. I think it's, you know, Milwaukee, obviously. Giannis is a very difficult, you know, puzzle to figure out. You know, he's just so long, so athletic. And once he got to where he could put the ball on the floor a little bit, he's just unstoppable. And then you conversely go over to Philadelphia and it's the same thing. I mean, Joel Embiid is a monster. He is an absolute monster. And as long as those three are healthy and beating on all cylinders, they're the cream of the crop. There's no doubt about it. But I think you look at our Cavs basketball team, and we're right there. We need to continue to improve execution-wise, communication-wise, and we have to figure out our depth on our bench. Doesn't need to be a deep rotation, but it's got to be seven because of fouls, injury, those types of things. And I think we're still trying to figure that piece of that puzzle out. But we're right there. We're right there. I think it would be – I don't think any one of those three teams want to play us because we're so dangerous. And with Donovan's ability just to go off, it could be a really tough, you know, matchup on a nightly basis. But I think, you know, conversely, we're going to have to play our rear ends off if we're going to beat any of those three teams in a series because they have just the ultimate weapons. When you look at the combination of Tatum and Brown, you look at the single performances that Giannis and Embiid can you know, impart on a nightly basis, that is very, very difficult to overcome.
Great stuff from Brad Daugherty, our guest on this week's edition of Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Brad, I'm sure you remember the very first time you took the floor in a playoff series with Mark Price, yes, with Hot Rod, with Ron Harper, and kind of figuring out what playoff basketball is all about. What lessons did you learn that Darius and Jared Allen and Isaac Okoro and Evan Mobley, that those guys will learn in April?
Yeah, the big thing with me is just, you know, the intensity is so high. It's just through the roof. You can't assimilate it in the regular season. And it's half-court basketball. You have to be successful in half-court. Transition basketball will not win you games. In fact, it'll get you beat if you're not careful. And the thing that was really interesting to me is all of my strengths were at the top of the list defensively for the opponent. Every time I wanted to get to the middle to shoot my hook shot, there was someone there. And so how did I had to get to that. And so how did I do that? So I had to figure out how to have that little shot where I could go back to my left and shoot that fadeaway off the glass. And I had to be willing to shoot that a lot. I had to be willing to shoot a jumper at the free throw line to make the defense, to make that big guy have to move out and guard me. And then you had to get – so the good thing we had in playoffs, especially in those first rounds, is we had the ultimate weapon. We had Lenny Wilkins because he could flat out design a play offensively, man. He was brilliant, just brilliant. And so he could always figure out a way to create gaps and avenues, even though in our era, and like I said, in Jim's era, it was so physical because guys could put their hands on it. That's the biggest change in the game today. It's got to just – you could just put your hands on people. And so how do you – how did you create space? And basketball, even today, is about space. And you create space through speed or strength. And when those two things get shut down, then you have to have a teammate that's willing to allow you to create that space off of screens, off of ball movement, those types of things. So it the playoffs are a different animal, and coaches are different. And you get to really see who can coach when it comes to playoff basketball, because it's all about stopping people's trends and tendencies and taking advantage of yours. And so it's about the X's and O's. So there's a lot to learn, and we haven't learned that yet. So I think we need to be tempered in our expectations of this burgeoning young team that's going to be great, but they have to go through the playoffs to learn who they are and create an identity.
Great stuff. Jim?
Brad, looking around the league, there's been an awful lot of trades, especially big trades. I'm looking at Durant mm-hmm. going to the Suns and how the rich get richer, basically. How do you see their chances based upon the consistency of the Denver Nuggets, who are in first place in the West?
Yeah, Denver plays just such a fun style of basketball to watch because there's so much ball movement. I think Denver's a big problem. But, man, you look at this Suns team. This is unbelievable because now you have two guys on your wings that could score. Either one of them could score 40, 45 points on a nightly mm-hmm. basis. And so when you have that much offensive firepower there and you have the ultimate facilitator who doesn't need to score the basketball at all to be, he can just pass the basketball, put people in the right places, give it to them in the right positions. That is absolutely a dynamic 1-2-3. And then for me, the thing I find interesting is it takes all the pressure off of Ayton. See, when these guys have been hurt, Booker's been hurt, Chris has been hurt, the knock has become Ayton can't carry this basketball team. Mm-hmm. And that's not what he wants to do. If you know, and I know him a little bit, I've watched him play a lot, he's not that guy. He's not the aircraft carrier that's going to go out and get you 25 and 20. That's not his game. So he gets to hide a little bit behind those two guys, and he will destroy you if he's able to do that. If he gets the plays without that pressure on him every night, this guy can give you 20 and 15 and block five shots. He is that good. And so I think it's going to just change that dynamic. It's going to take the pressure off him. He's going to be able to play carefree where he's the most dangerous. And now you've got two guys, if they're healthy, that can absolutely light it up every possession. And the chemistry's built through Chris Paul. This is the ultimate. If they have health, I don't see anybody beating him. I really don't. I think in the West, that is. Now, they come East, that's going to be a different ball game because they've got two or three different things they have to adjust to. But West-wise, I think they get past Denver if they're healthy and all goes well. There's no way you can slow them down. And they've got just enough defensively. Kevin Durant doesn't get enough credit. If he's healthy, he's a lot like Evan Mobley on the perimeter defensively. Kevin Durant, I've watched him guard two guards very effectively. He's so long. Kevin Durant's a heck of a shot blocker, and he's a good defensive rebounder. So, yeah, if he's healthy, this team is going to be a nightmare to match up with. And then you got Ayton and Durant defensively. Booker's a good defender. And you know Chris will play. He'll give it his best defensively. So I think they're going to be a nightmare to deal with.
Well, that's great stuff from Brad Daugherty, our guest on this week's edition of Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Brad, on that, we're going to let you go. Boy, Sunday's like your Christmas Day. You've got the Daytona 500 and then the NBA All-Star game.
Man, it's great. That's right. Got two different hats on. We're watching the game, watching the race. Feels good.
Hey, well, again, we cannot thank you enough. This was awesome. And
absolutely.
Hey, let's get you back as we get closer to playoff time. That'd be great.
Hey, anytime. Thanks for having me on. It's a treat being on here. It's an honor. And Call me anytime. Look forward to doing
Thank
it again.
You.
Sounds
Thank
great.
You very much.
Yes, sir.
Brad Daugherty, Cavalier legend, joining us here on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Great insights from Brad. We'll take a timeout, and we'll wrap it all up after this on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Cavalier Audioverse.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
That was a fantastic show. Great big thank you going out to Brad Daugherty and earlier in the program, Larry Nance, a couple of Cavalier legends that stopped by and paid us a visit. Of course, a great big thank you to the two guys on the other side of the window, the dynamic duo, senior producer Kurt McLaughlin, technical director Marty Allen, Jim Jones, a huge thanks to you. And of course, the biggest thanks goes out to you, the listeners. Now, Jim and I will be back with you again tomorrow night, final game before the All-Star break. And what a matchup. Cavs in Philly to take on the 76ers. That game will tip off at 7:30. Huntington Tip-Off Show comes your way at 7 on the Cavaliers Audioverse. So until then, Tim Elkhorn saying so long, everybody.
Here's Mitchell up the right side. Mitchell into the lane. Mitchell floats, and it bounced around the rim and in. Donovan Mitchell with 41. This is his sixth game of 40 or more points. That's why he's going to Salt Lake.